Here's a thought I'll title, Oliver Galignani's Eyesight. When I visited Oliver a couple of years before he passed away, he was as enthusiastic about photography as if he was 20 years old. He wasn't. He was in his 80s, and he had difficult health issues, but nonetheless, his enthusiasm was just infectious. I loved that about Oliver. But he was getting older, as all of us are, and he was starting to have some difficulties. He took me down to his basement where his darkroom was and showed me a bunch of 8x10 prints he was preparing for a new book he was hoping to get published that was all work from his most recent trip to Italy. And as I looked through the stack of 8x10s, it became very apparent that Oliver's eyesight wasn't what it used to be. I don't know if he was having a hard time focusing the camera or if he was having a hard time focusing the enlarger, but whatever it was, virtually all of his images were slightly out of focus. Some of them I could see were out of focus because of camera blur, so that maybe had something to do with shutter speeds, and he had a little bit of palsy, so maybe that had something to do with it. But most of them, I think, were eyesight-related. And here was the sad part. Oliver had no idea that his images were visibly unsharp. And I didn't want to remain silent about this. I mean, I could have just pretended like these were great images. And I have to say, compositionally, they were. Oliver was a fantastic photographer. But because of this eyesight issue, they were all, 100% of them, technically flawed. And I had to mention that to him, and I asked him if he had double-checked the focus of his camera or double-checked the focus of his enlarger, and he was sort of taken aback because I think he knew that it was going to be a problem. As far as I know, the book of the work from Italy was never published. I don't know if Oliver did much darkroom work or photography after that. His enthusiasm, like I say, was infectious, but his physical capabilities were starting to drift. And now that that's been, you know, a decade or two ago, and I'm starting to get older, I'm now 68, I'm starting to realize that, you know, that process of aging for us photographers is a complicated one. I've had two cataract surgeries, and thankfully that brought my vision back a great deal. But I know I don't have the eyes that I had when I was a young photographer in my 20s. And these are some of the realities that those of us of a certain age have to deal with. I hope when my eyesight is such and my age is affecting my creativity and my work is starting to suffer, I hope some young person will have the compassion to tell me about that. Because one of the problems of those kinds of ailments as we photographers age is we may not even be aware of them.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.